Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to check in with infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, you thought by now you'd have a nice summer vacation with nothing to do, right?
Oh, I so wish that were the case.
Yeah, the World Health Organization warning today that the surging pandemic in many parts of the world increases the likelihood that new potentially dangerous variants may emerge in the future. Is this going to get worse before it gets better? What do you think?
It may. We really, really need to push vaccinations a lot more strongly throughout the world. It's really imperative. And right now, the beta variant, the Delta variant are just incredibly alarming. And in Latin America, the Lambda variant is twice as infectious as the original Wuhan version. These pathogens are making it that much harder. And as we all know, every time it spreads is an opportunity for it to mutate into another level of variant of concern, which might actually, what I'm very fearful of, is a variant of high consequence. And quite frankly, that Delta variant is almost there because it's really not responding as well as other variants have and the original to our tools.
When you say a variant of high consequence, is that what you mean? One that does not respond well to the vaccine?
That would not for example, that classification is a classification scheme thought up by the Center for Disease Control, and they are concerned of a variant that can overwhelm all of our existing medical and scientific tools, including the vaccines and the monoclonals and so forth.
You mentioned Delta, which we've all heard about, but you mentioned two other variants. Are those growing?
So in the United States, the Delta has become absolutely overwhelming with somewhere upwards of 83% of the cases that we're now seeing being this Delta. And it's a little bit different. First of all, it's much more aggressive. That's important. People who have it produce over 1,000-fold more virus than people who were infected with the original version. And in addition, it has reduced the efficacy of some of our measures, not to the point that they're useless, but to the point that we have to consider the possibility of boosters. And certainly, it's pretty much made the J&J really not very effective at this time. Its efficacy is very low against the Delta variant, and we're contemplating recommending boosters with a messenger RNA vaccine for those who receive the J&J.
I'm looking at a lot of emails and texts, questions for you, and this is a very interesting one. Since most people are asymptomatic who have been vaccinated, how do we know how many of those have had the coronavirus Delta variants? I've been thinking about this, too. The numbers are probably higher than we report, don't you think?
They are higher than what we report, and you're absolutely right. We're missing cases. So what we do is we do statistics, right? We base it on doing kind of surveillance testing and see what that looks like, and then estimate from that what the actual background numbers are. But you're right, we're missing cases.
Another question for you from one of our listeners. I'm a healthy vaccinated senior scheduled to fly to Florida for a few days in August. What does Dr. Marty advise? Go or no go? You're there in Florida. What do you think?
So there's no question that we're now seeing that people over 70, and I don't know the age of the individual, but people over 70 haven't produced the same amount of of response to the vaccine as younger individuals have. So they do have protection. They're much better off than people who are unvaccinated. They're far less likely to end up in the hospital. However, the risk is not zero. So it's the usual recommendations, Bob. Layering your protections always helps. So if you're going to be in an indoor, poorly ventilated, crowded space, even if you're vaccinated, put on a mask. Put on a mask because what you're trying to do, as we've spoken about many times, is lower your overall viral load. And because that it's that bolus of virus getting in per unit time that can overwhelm the immunity that you have from your vaccine.
If you've had the virus in the last year, do we know what the situation is with antibodies?
Yes. So they do have antibodies. The antibodies that form, however, are not long-lasting antibodies because the cells that are made when someone, it's very interesting, the difference in how the immune system responds to the wild virus versus the vaccine. And it's not surprising because we knew it was true for other coronaviruses, you know, the cold-causing coronaviruses, the original SARS and MERS. And it's also true of some other viruses like respiratory syncytial virus in that when you get infected with the wild virus, the education of B cells is different. It's more like they cram for an exam. And so you get some good B cells, you get some production of, you may even get some pretty good quality antibodies, but they are not long lasting. Whereas if someone gets the vaccine, then you have these B2 cells that go to follicular centers, that go into germinal centers in lymph nodes and other places where they get like a university education, where they actually get to remember for a long time. So people who have been vaccinated are going to have these long lasting plasma cells and long-lasting memory cells that are going to be able to help their bodies for a long, long time. However, and here's the catch, they're very well educated and they're long-lasting, but to the spike that was in the, you know, that was presented to them, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where we run into a little bit of a catch with variants of concern such as the Delta, where the spike is sufficiently different that even though the antibodies are still phenomenal and you have plenty of them, they don't attach quite as well. And that's why we're seeing a little bit more breakthrough when we're talking about the Delta variant than we had from the Alpha variant or the original Wuhan strain.
I like your line there, and I'm wondering if you say this to your students there at FIU, cram for an exam. Do you rhyme all of your lessons, Dr. Marty?
You know, I do my best to make things entertaining as well as educational.
I'm sure you do. We can tell here when we talk to you every Wednesday. And unfortunately, we'll have a lot more to talk about again next week, and we'll check in with you then. Thanks, Dr. Marty.
Thanks, Bob. Take care. Bye-bye.